Blog Talk Radio.
EHB.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Greetings, family, listeners, Raspberry Coup and Sticknot Show. And this week we got something special for you. We're going to delve into what's happening among us as a family, because you know this is a family show, and it's concentrated on the Black family. However, we welcome all listeners, but we have certain enterprises, entrepreneurship, business opportunities, and we intend to deliver. So we are in the incubation stage, and you know, when the baby is about to be born, mother tries to apply all the medications and all the preparations and shower and so on and so forth, and everyone arrive at the shower and know that it's a boy or a girl or a twin and so on. And yeah, so we have arrived at a place here now because of the global situation, you know, where I have been really researching history in a chronological order in order to put the pieces together. And what it brings to my attention is that the universe is in charge, you know. If I want to say there are even atheists, they must acknowledge that there is a superior force and energy that they have no control over. And man is pretending as if he can conquer space one day, and space is so endless. I laugh when I hear these type of concepts. The professors and the scientists, they know, but the money is the talk of the town today, you know. So I want to really disclose to my listeners that the Morgan family, in recent days, so much things has happened that brings that family to a pivotal point, focus. And, you know, the Denroy passed away, yes, it was sudden to me. I didn't even know he was ill. And I was in a contact with his brother through a project, the African Renaissance Movement. And then I met Asnagram, who's a Morgan, who just he has a bachelor's degree from Edgar Evers College. And I just met him recently, a couple of months. And then now I go to the Yajamaha health food place and I meet another Morgan. And he, you know, eventually we are going to see a lot of other stuff about the Morgan, because the music that I play constantly on my show was done by his children, Morgan's Heritage, 23 years ago. And those music are still relevant today. There are about 14 artists performing on one track. And that's what I've been using to establish this show, the Stepping Out Show. I started with our dear brother from England, Steel Pulse, and then with his Stepping Out, and then I alterated my, and I have themes. Every show I have various themes. However, this particular show, I'm not focusing on a particular subject of the theme. I am really trying to be contemporary, meaning I'm dealing with the now, you know, not the hereafter, not the past. I will only refer to them, you know, in terms of prophetic happenings that's going on right now, and the history of war, and, you know, establishing various type of concepts of rulership, the tearing down of monarchies, and the establishing of what they call a new world order, and how they go about it, and so on. I don't want to delve into contradictions and all type of theories, but there is a pattern of events. That if we know what books to read and what direction to trace, we will find that everything that's happening is almost could be considered logical, you know? So I like to move on, but, you know, I have to play this music because then this program is delivered mainly because then I want the Black Americans who have been deprived of certain kind of, you know, assimilation with their family because then of the pressure of white supremacy and overwhelmed by the majority and so on, and lack of, you know, they've taken away a lot of the privileges from parents to rule their children, and some people are moving away from any acknowledgement of God, and some people want to be free to do anything they want to do, and despite morality and integrity. So as I say, Morgan's Heritage did this album 23 years ago, and it's still very relevant as we go ahead. So the Stepping Out Show will be highlighting this Morgan and other Morgans for a while. You know, on the 21st there's another event for Denroy Morgan, being put on by Pastor Glenda Phillips. I'll tell you the details in my next show. So right now, let us, you know, express ourselves via music. There's no easy way out of what's going on. We know that it's not just sudden. It's not even a storm is sudden. We know that when a storm comes, it developed from somewhere and came along.
Hallelujah, it's the last of the first, I'm calling all of his children to bring forth the manifestation of a divine work. The glorious man, you know, such a man. Yo, hey, by going to Rasta family, I hear such a man.
Considering what's going on around the world, how to avoid the stress and the, you know, complications and the propaganda and the disinformation, you know. And one needs to really look at self and family in this time. That's my advice, you know. As for myself, I'm a warrior for truth. And my life is filled with, you know, lightning quick transformation. Yeah, it took me some time to reach that state of mind. However, I am now 77 years old, and they have a saying, been there and done that. Well, no one has done everything or been everywhere, but you know, there are certain instructive literature. I like to refer to the Bible in particular, but there are many other books that you get examples of how mankind think and how authority is used among people, you know, and a lot of times when someone have good intention with a leadership role, their time is short. There's other sources of power that get them out, and yes, and the agenda is changed immediately. That's what I call transformation. But as an individual, we have that transformative ability too, right? Because we must remember that the universe is always pushing and pulling, like the tide. You know, sometimes there's high tide and sometimes there's low tide. But even at low tide, it rolls forward and rolls back. Forward and rolls back. And even a storm, in the center of a storm, there's a still state and condition. Yes, it's peaceful in the center of a storm. Use your imagination. And that is the place where we need to be at this time. And music helps. So I want to really refer to certain activities that took place recently and try to make them make sense as to our direction that we are going. What is our intention? What do we want to do with ourselves? Have we found our purpose in life? And I still say, with all that, family comes first. So recently, the wider family had an event from the 6th to the 9th of April. It was held at the Sheraton Hotel, the National Action Network. I have not participated in most social events for many years now, and this occasion happened to have had an impact on me because then I witnessed black people, totally black people, organizing themselves and getting things done and giving the younger generation freedom of speech. The only missing thing, all the activities I see and all our endeavors, is that we don't include the children. Can't we plan events that children can attend? Well, I did so recently, and I asked several ones to bring their children, but only the adult children came. Yes, so I'm going to give you some of the mystic happenings too. At this convention, it was a 4-day convention held at the Sheraton Hotel in Manhattan, you know, high profile, and they occupied, the activities occupied 3 floors. There was the first floor where the lobbying and the registration went on and meeting and greeting, and then now the second floor was where the planned events took place. That was a dinner which was huge. We had the number 100 table, and there were much more than 100 tables. And our group enjoyed ourselves immensely. And I stayed for all 4 days, thanks to Brother Arnold Pinnix, Advanced Destinations, and the cultural director for the you know, the Black People's Activities in the National Action Network. Yes, we have something in common. We call it the common ground. And thanks to Brother Clifford Goldstein Muhammad, he provided us with a physical venue for our operation. And there is also intention to have other venues. So over the last 2 years or so, there has been a lot of intense communication being made between Jamaica, Panama, Harlem, Brooklyn, you know, mostly, but also Queens and Bronx, and even Staten Island. We have had indirect links with those areas. We have seen the African Renaissance Festival, which was supposed to start in Ghana next week. It has been delayed for reasons that the management had no control over. I want to hail up the brother, Dr. Roots, Jacob Masakai, and Brother Milton Henry, and Brother Michael, yes, but Morgan. They are the principal directors of the event, and they did spend some real finances in starting, and they delivered. It's a prospectus of engagement with embassies and elders, and had a launching and so on. And it was planned for Ghana, and it still can be done. However, it's interesting to know that the COVID had something to do with changing of plans and so on. I called somebody in Gambia recently and asked them, how was the COVID over there? The person responded to me, COVID, we don't have COVID there. This called for some investigation, don't you think? Yes. Should I take her word for it? Or should I begin to speculate now as to whether Gambia is not the place for me to go? I want to encourage that sister Awa Jawberet, she calls me all the time. So let us interview her one of these days. I'm gonna communicate with her by email and invite her to come on one of these shows and express her, you know, conditions there in Gambia. So I like the fact that over Brother Everton Blinder performed on that CD that Morgan's Heritage did 23 years ago. So you know, I'm gonna really let him.
About the thing, don't worry, oh no, about the thing, don't worry, oh no, about the thing, don't worry, oh no, things gonna be alright. I know that the time is rough and tough, you can't give up. Got to hold on, you got to stand strong. Remember behind the dark cloud is a silver lining. I want you to know I and I are just a full swing. The same things you do for me, he will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful, he'll be right there. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Some coming with raping, robbing and shooting. Things got to rearrange. All they are doing is fear backbiting. Things got to be changed.
Babylon don't want us to live upright. They always putting up a fight. And nothing gets to change. And nothing gets to rearrange. The same thing Jah do for me, He will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful. He'll be right there in your knees. Don't worry, don't worry. About the thing, don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright, don't worry, oh no, about the thing, don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright.
And one of them that I think was my baby was Birthday Club. And, you know, it's not that truth changes, but when you are projecting in the future, it's not really expected to be 100% accurate. I thought by now we would have an explosion with the birthday club. However, it has not died. The baby is not, has not suffered from what they call a stillbirth. It's just that the conditions of people's life in terms of nations and conflicts and the race war and the rat race and other races, you know, they affect us in various ways. And but all of us have a birthday, and there are thousands of children born each day, and thousands pass away and more arrive and so on. So the birthday club is concept is still alive and well, and we are coming out of the chrysalis now, you know, from the caterpillar. Yeah, we're going to fly away, you know. So we must remember in doing so that we must always care and share, you know what I'm saying?
Them should know this now. Right, you're not defending our people. We're not going to defend our son of people. Then, Rastafari. For I, Ethiopia make we care and share, care and share. The time is now, the joy is there. So care and share, care and share. The time is now, the joy is here. So care and share, care and share. The time is now, the joy is there. So care and share, make we care and share. Then, we tell the youth them all the order. Cause the righteousness we rather live in love, no show, no fuss. But that love no man bother. Just live in one accord. Love your mother and your father. Tell the youth them every day things get harder. I am a racer and a farmer. Them think this one a drama. Yo, them can't stop this a Tanya. Yo, Philosophy, I him send me on ya. To watch out, them plant them Tanya. Yo, this a red, that's a money, Mr. Key. Care and share, the time is now, the joy is here. So care and share, so care and share. The time is now, the joy is here. So care and share, care and share. Care and share, the time is now, the joy is here. So care and share, so care and share. When I rock the bar, I, then. So keep it real, same way, same time, same day. I see hope and really, really never stray. So do not turn the youth them in the gay. So no me not play. So go on like your reverence and play. Yo, yo, let's keep it like that. You know me not go fight that. Them no say you come here and say. Yo, me keep it up there, up there, up there. Yo, me not go down there. Yo, me love it, I see up and where. Yo, so keep your joy and care and share. Well, I see you for all my people and me know that them are my relatives. Well, Rastafari, we'll keep it as it is. We'll tell the youth them, yo, me love the way them. Yo, me love how them I live. Yo, Rastafari, then, well, the glory and the joy. Well, we share that thing. Well, I will not forget, but I will forgive. Yo, Rastafari, then, swear so we fool. Then swear we stupid, but man, I yes and I see. Rastafari, may I demand him as the glory every day.
deal, cause Emperor Selassie, I am a the king top.
Yes, I want to bless up Panama, you know, want to bless up for a book and impress in Panama. Yes, we're really looking forward to the happening that is taking place here on the 19th of May. We wish we could be there. However, the activities there is profoundly important. I know the Prince of Mayas will be there, and the event has something to do with reparations, a new look at reparations, I'm assuming. And yes, we have proposals to establish a health center in that area. We have been proceeding with documents exchange and so on, and access of venture capital and so on. So you, we need your attention, and I'm going to start opening up my line to call in and to get my audience more closer, and let them understand that this program is going to be of benefit to them. Yes, and we're just rolling up our sleeves and, you know, getting ourselves active. I want to say that the next event that went on recently was in Jamaica, 1966, Imperial Majesty Emperor Selassie had a historic visit, a state visit to Jamaica, and he made several stops at very important points in the island, and one of them was addressing the Jamaica Parliament, in which he emphasized the importance of a relationship between Jamaica and Ethiopia at the highest level. The Jamaica government didn't take it seriously or didn't act on it, but their children, we, us, I and I, yes, we didn't forget about that. And we are still preparing ourselves to travel in large numbers, mass movements of people to the continent. Yes, so that celebration was visited by once again local 12, and it was very nice. We enjoyed hours and hours, musicians and speeches and PowerPoints and so on and so forth. And we engaged our Virgin Marlon up at Virginia there. He traveled down and he gave me a wonderful support by bringing an instrument that I wanted so very much. And I made my debut performance on recently at the Scientology, their facilities was offered to us, and we held the 5th of May, which is African Liberation Day. And we celebrated it, and I want to thank all the people who attended and who didn't, who was on Zoom and who couldn't make it. We had a wonderful time. Everyone who expressed their joy at who attended, and thanks to Brother Aswad, he wasn't able to attend. Brother Mitch, he wasn't able to attend. Quite a few. Brother Joe wasn't able to attend. But Kevin, you know, a lot of people who wanted to attend couldn't attend. But those who attended, give thanks to Brother Mike, the president of Local 12, Empress Joan. And I want to give Brother Clifford a heads up. Yes, he really quietly did some organizing for us, transportation and otherwise, and he filmed the event. But Arnold, now I asked him to be the executive producer alongside myself, so that he, you know, he could do some coordination while I was applying myself to the backstage, and he did a wonderful job. And I want to thank the engineer, okay, Brother Honey, want to thank the Oxford family, Professor Dharma and her five of her children. They really made the night a wonderful night. And of course, there was a mystic happening too, because in last minute, Brother Aswad couldn't perform, and someone just arrived from Jamaica, an iconic artist, and volunteered to, you know, take the slot, and that even made it a great tonight than I expected. And that's Brother Earl Eptoons Morgan. Yes, and he and his family is cooling out for the next 5 weeks or so, and then return to Jamaica. But he saved the day for the main performance, and he did a wonderful job at the Scientology in Harlem. As you know, I, or who don't know, will learn that I am focusing on bringing in little locations, geographical locations, as we go along, that is relevant to the struggle, black people's struggle, where black people have power and strength and vision. Jamaica is one. But Jamaica is just 144 miles long by 50 miles wide. How about Harlem? Yes, Harlem is one of the small satellites I'm talking about. What about Shashamani in Ethiopia, land was given to us by His Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. And now Panama has arrived on the scene. Yes, Panama has arrived on the scene with potential for entrepreneurship. Yes, that's the canal that joins the Atlantic with the Pacific. It's essential to trade and culture exchange. And yes, big thing. In my book, big thing. And we are, as I say, we keep these businesses in incubators until we are ready to, you know, let them land in the right port at the right time, okay? So one and one will soon get concrete information on what's going on. Right now, we are just structure and management, and we are just accessing venture capital and grants and funding. And yes, there's so much happening around the world. Brother Tabby Diamonds from the great musical group, the Diamonds, the Mighty Diamonds, he passed away by gunshot. And the other singer was in hospital, and when the news reached him, he eventually passed away too from a heart attack, I am assuming. And, you know, it goes on. There's a particular brother who I know by the name of O.G. Francis, who delivered himself as a maroon and has been very, in cases chaotic, and in cases very, very instructive, because he reads a lot. And I learned a lot from him in terms of what was happening amongst the Maroons and the Maroon territory and the treaty. They set up the Cockpit Heritage Foundation, and I, you know, I had the opportunity to spend prime time for months and months learning about the proceedings in the Maroon territory. Very, very interesting. So I know people in Maroon town now. I am comfortable there when I go there. I don't only go to this yearly, the once year celebration on the 7th of January. I go there, you know, intermittently when I'm in Jamaica. But it's been 10 years since I've been to Jamaica. So Jamaica, look out for me. I'm coming soon, yeah, definitely. I think I've accomplished my mission here, and I think I need to extend myself further. As I told Adam earlier, I'm a transformative person. I don't stick around, I move about. And this is the longest stay. I never imagined myself spending 10 years in a America, but I realized I had a mission. And yeah.
Them should know this now. Right, I'm gonna defend our people. I'm not gonna defend our son of people. Then Rastafari. For I and I and I and I and I, it's the hope that make we care and share, that time is now, that joy is there, so care and share.
Behold the great and glorious work of Emperor Haile Selassie.
Shashamani, Shashamani.
How great it is to glorify the name of the King. Yeah, Dali Rome,
yeah.
Rally round, rally round, rally round, that's your money. Rally round.
past Ijawa up in the mountain there for me and at the farm, you know. Yeah, man, now farm food, you know, my farm food. Yeah. So, yeah, keep in touch with I and I, and you'll be able to share of goodies and the dainties. I mean, yeah, we're exploring and exciting the goodwill of nature, you know, and the animals and the birds and the, you know, the trees and the, yeah, the good water and so on. It is brought forth some good food, man. So we will be opening up as the years pass by. We don't know how long we're going to be here, but while we are here, we're busy, you know, our hands are filled. Yeah, with work. Working for the family, to bring the family together. Because then the bar is very high, you know. For us to include our children and our mothers and our sisters and brothers in what we are doing, we have to really raise the bar of integrity to another level. And that's what we've been doing. So when everyone is carrying it down, I tend to abandon those characters. Just keep away. Don't fight. Just avoid. Duck the shot. Don't use your body to stop the bullet. You know what I'm saying? So to speak. I have a very youthful quality about myself, and that will never fade away. You know, and my mental agility is that of a child. You know, who really don't limit themselves like adults do and get themselves proscribed and, you know, addicted and so on. Yes, children always looking for new ways of thinking and being, you know. And because of that, I know I have great instincts. I know how to improve myself as I go along. So I'm not standing still. I am constantly in motion. And I am easily bored, see, so not to put the focus on myself, but I am insisting that we take our kids' lives into our hands and take them to places, let them open their eyes and their chakras and let them, yes, have a piece of the cake, man, let them understand what's going on, yes, take them with you to certain events that are, you know, prepared for social settings that they can experience new things. And the matter of their rights, you know, there's no, that was taken from us through our past experience with slavery and so on, but the rights of passage. At a certain age, the child is supposed to be empowered with whatever. Another age, again, until adulthood, you know. And by that time, they can think for themselves and go in the right direction. We need that self-improvement amongst ourselves, you know. I see them, the potential of the kids. They have some amazing attributes, you know, and natural ability, which is being suppressed because then the government takes such a big role in people's lives. And it's just a condition that has evolved. It's not necessarily the best thing for the development of our youth. However, I do have some challenges myself that come along with my strengths. You know, for example, you know, just like a storm, you know, it's out of balance. You know, you have people who have broken down some barriers and then certain things happen and they return to the old addictions, or whether it's alcohol, herbs, smoking, or even their favorite food, you know, they just get indulgent. Well, but I passed through some tribulation recently with my health, and I've stopped smoking everything. I was smoking even tobacco very hard. And I guess it was the stress, the general stress of the New York life that took me that way. Because then I stopped smoking before and started again. But this time it was extreme. Yes, and to have overcome that illness, it was, came in three forms, a gastric ulcer, a ruptured blood vessel, and a tumor on my stomach, and I survived that. I've been to take blood transfusion, like 7 units of blood and all that to save my life, and so on. I am now traveling with a greater sense of purpose. And I give thanks to all and the Almighty for allowing me to escape until the time comes for transmission. We know that life is ever living. The spirit never dies. So it's not a fear of death, it's just a need for accomplishment, for us to accomplish certain purpose for which we were sent. Okay? So I get impatient with myself for not reaching certain goals as fast as I would like to. You know, I can, and I still have weaknesses, like want to hold grudges and resentments against people who have tried to help, and because they just don't get it, you know, they interpret my actions or weakness and take advantage when I'm trying to help them to clean up their energy or their perceptions. Because when I remember when I went to Montego Bay about 40 years ago, there was one individual, I won't call his name now, he was chastising me for, you have so much information and you don't share it and so on. Well, guess what? I'm not trying to hide information, but I have to know that what I am sharing is right and is the truth and it's good for those who are receiving. So, Morgan's Heritage is doing a wonderful job in the music sector. And I really thank them for this album, because then it makes me feel good to know that, oh, speaking of music, there is a song written by Joy Mack. I know Joy Mack from way, way back. Like in the 70s. Yes, as well as that. And she has done a song there that is so that song is so great, man, that I keep playing it over and over and over again. So I'm going to be bringing on all these songs on later shows. So right now, I'm really focusing on this album by the great Morgan Heritage, you know. And I'll keep going along with you.
Can take fire another way. I'm living. cold. I cannot be bought nor sold. Prophecy has foretold. Generation shall be old, the brave and the bold. Together we shall be in our eyes. Take it friendly rumor
to keep Jah and children astray. Still there's nothing they can do to keep I and I away. I'm living silent in a new Jerusalem.
Yudama, Brother Marlon was there, and really and truly we did appreciate of his company. Yeah, we've been touching base with him for a while now, and he promised that he would come, and he did turn up, and I saw he was enjoying himself. Yes, we realized that the COVID experience has heightened his business, because he has wonderful stuff there for the health. Whenever I go there, I'm so pleased to see the elders, especially walking in and walking out, and thanking the desk clerk for introducing them to certain medicines. Dr. Mission is my favorite there. Well, it's like $10 for the small bottle, $20 for the bigger bottle. But that I know helped, right? And when my doctor told me that I was close to getting diabetes, I went there and I got this anti-diabetic medicine, and the next time I went to the doctor, she said there's no more trace of it. So, that's on Utica Avenue in Brooklyn, Yudama. Yes, and I would like to really at this point turn our attention to certain dates that are going to be of profound interest to us, and we will really remember them. And if we can attend these events or participate by Zoom or just hold a meditation wherever you are. But Panama on the 19th is a big event. As you said, it has to do with reparations. I'll have more facts and information on the next program, which will be the that same night. Today is the 12th, and the 19th is exactly as Thursday too. Oh, wow. Quite coincidental. Anyway, June the 16th is Brother Howell's Earth Strong, and it's also Brother Menelik, who passed away 2 years ago. And we usually acknowledge that date. July the 16th is the convention day for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. It is slated for Shashamani this year. First time we're going to have a convention in Africa. And I'm looking forward to participation, if even by Zoom, Then July 23rd is Madison Earth Song. We've been celebrating it relentlessly every year, sometimes 7 days straight, sometimes longer. Yes, I remember at a certain centenary, we had a 21-day around the island motorcade and sealed it up at Garden Pitford Nyabingi Center, you know. The Nyabingi is an order in which I move closely with. That's where I got most of my original teachings, where I realized I could abandon the social order, and there was, the elders had something new, and really appreciative of what I learned through the elders. The Cree is very, very special to me. I'll relate the Cree. It has to do with Psalms 1, Psalms 2, Psalms 121, Psalms 122, Psalms 133, Psalms 24. So here goes. Go to where good song goes to the power of the Most High. I Selassie the First, Emperor of Ethiopia, and Queen Omega. Prince and princes must trot out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch forth their hands to Jah. O I Jah of Ethiopia, and I bind majesty. My Arabs trod into I to dwell in the path of righteousness. Heal I and I, help I and I to forgive that and I must be forgiven. Teach I and I love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endow I and I with wise mind, knowledge and I will stand in to do thy will, O Most High. Thy blessings to I and I would draw, that all will be fed, naked clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver I and I from the hands of our enemies, that I and I must prove fruitful in these perilous days, when our enemies are passed away and decay in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the belly of a beast. O give I and I a place in thy ever-living kingdom. Through the power of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, I light of himself and light of this world, I bind Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First, Rastafari, first ancient king of our region, are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning without end, the first and forever, the protectorate of all human faith and the ruler of the universe. So and I heal up for Jah and our King Emperor Haile Selassie the First. Right, so that is the creed, and you know, it's very solemn to me. And the program that we had at the Smithsonian last Thursday was doing exactly that. We chanted for half an hour to the Theocrasy out of the Nyabingi, and then we went on to do other things, but it was a solid 2 hours, and I must apologize to my listeners for not broadcasting the show at 7 o'clock. I was given the privilege to use the facilities, but the repairs that are the renovation being done on the property caused the Wi-Fi to be down, and the hotspot that should have been delivered to me was not, and so I had no choice. So I apologize deeply, and we are trying to, you know, avoid these hiccups. So to the producer, Brother James Winburn, please, you know, accept my apology, and we'll make sure that I'll find some contingency next. And whenever this technology arrives, when I'm near you, you always find a solution. So I'm learning, okay? And so, as we say, we use music to keep this program going and not get boring, you know? So we can't afford to cool it down, right? Yeah, we can't afford to cool it down. So, thank you.
Coming from Ethiopia, the Orthodox Church, His Imperial Majesty, and the Emperor Selassie is first. Shashamani, Shashamani, Fire happy bondage can't cool down. Fire happy bondage can't cool down. Fire happy bondage can't cool down. This fire, fire. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. No petrol, no lighter. This is eternal fire. This is eternal fire. Coming from Jaja, the Almighty Irator, production master. Give thanks to life. Rise this morning and see your life. I will make mention of Rehoboam Babylon, and to them that knew him. The old Philistia and Tyra, which is Ethiopia. This man was born there. A the king. A the king. A the king. Come and people burn out crime and violence. A the fire burn out illusion. A the fire burn out pollution. A the fire burn out them corruption. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. This fire is higher. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. Then start the war, then cause the peace. No time to sleep, no time to cool. The heat is on. Always I am, nothing in the people's farm. Time so rough, time so tough. When it a go come, when it a go come, when it a go come. Fire happy burn this yah cool down. Fire happy burn this yah cool down. Fire happy burn this yah cool down. Come and burn out crime and violence. And the fire burn out illusion. And the fire burn out pollution. And the fire burn out destruction. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. This fire is fire. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. East, west, north and south. I'm sorry, going up. I'm pleased to be on people them. The Orthodox people them. Heal them. Bless the moment. Christ has risen. Blessed love. Oh, yeah. Thank you. This is eternal fire. This is eternal fire. Coming from Jaja, the Almighty Irator, production master. Give thanks to life. I'll make mention of Rehoboam and Babylon. And to them that knew. The old Philistia and Tyra with Ethiopia. This man was born here. Adi King. Adi King. Adi King.
Yes, my family. We can't stop burning the fire. I have to burn. Amen. So, you... We were dealing with some dates, right? And we read His Majesty, 1st Strong, 23rd of July, from 1892. That's 128 years, you know? So, we find that August 17th is, Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey's 17th, we call that date, and our constitution requires to celebrate 1 week exactly from that, the 25th, or 8 days rather, from that, the 25th, is the constitution day. We have to really, really stick close to the order of business and the articles and sections and bylaws of the Constitution. It is very, very, very like a compass, you know, as to how to move in these serious times. And don't forget the Bible every time. Very important. The Quran too. Yes. And one, you know, for the Orthodox people, yes, the Baba Shanti, yeah, you know, 12 tribes, and yeah, Naya Bingi, see. So, September the 11th is Ethiopian New Year. We call it 9/11 now to what it takes place. We have a view about that too. Yeah, we hear certain things that reflect why that day was chosen and so on, but we're not coming with no conspiracy theory on this program. So in private conversations, we discuss things like that. October 28th is just about the time when in Jamaica them celebrate them heroes, various heroes. Yeah, one particular person, as I mentioned earlier, named O.G. Francis, he was transpired on the land called Three Finger Jack. I have Three Finger Jack on my focus recently, writing about it, write poem about it and so on. Had a key for that property in Burundi and have certain experiences. Well, Imbolia and Imani Uman get murdered on the property, O.G. Francis. So his legacy goes with him, you know. They say a good man does live after them, but the body is often interred with their bones. A white man named Shakespeare said that. See? Yeah. Anyway, October 20th is a good date also. The Smithsonian says they love the event and we can have the facility even once a month. So that's why I'm going on this chart here. And we have a meeting with them and see how what we can figure out, you know. November the 2nd, though, is coronation anniversary. Remember, it is 1930 for the coronation, right? So, 92 years, the 92nd. And then you have, I really think that Kwanzaa was a good exercise to introduce to black people when they did it. And in Jamaica, I started out with Umoja, but I called it Imoja. And it was a very nice event. At that event, Black Uhuru met Puma Jones, and she became a member of Black Uhuru. She was my dancer in that production that I did at the Jamaica House Cricket Theater, Culture Theater. So, this year, depending on what our colleagues decide, we might have a 7 days of activity because we did it in Jamaica and the youths really enjoyed it. It, you know, they were not distracted by the Christmas activities because it was so interesting and they so much in full joy themselves. So it is something we must look into very closely. I'm not trying to dictate here, I'm just trying to put ideas out there. Yeah, like the birthday club. I know it's gonna be very, very, very interesting, informative, and it's gonna bring good kinsmanship together and camaraderie. So yeah, those things are promises that we intend to fulfill. And so We are striding along with the music because then it's great to have, you know, this type of vibe going.
And I say, blessed in the name of the Most High, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Baron of all of Babylon and the Bishop of Jerusalem, Oliver Cromwell on the throne, yo.
We are on the fire red hot, down in Babylon. no come here to be powder nor lotion. Red,
red, red.
Putting the fire hot on a pagan. Because them doing red. It is wrong. Rasta come be bunny green. Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion. Red,
red, red.
Putting the fire hot on a pagan. Because them doing it is wrong. Yow, yow, yow. We come for burn the fire hard. We burn it out the road until it reach in a them yard. Sight up the fire and run go drop in them yard. When them get not from them man, we own the devil's bomb yard. But emperor still has the higher aim of him yard. Jehovah Jireh, Jah blessed my lord. One lead in a scheme, a plan and a truck yard. Rasta now go eat for them, cause we done sister them abroad.
Don't you know we keep it hot, because it's red, red hot. That's how we peep they spot. And you know we won't stop. You see the way things is going, I don't see my people growing today. You better don't play, I say
no,
wow,
we are on
wow.
This radar,
yeah.
Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red, red.
Putting the fire hot on a pagan. Because they knowing this is wrong. We are on the fire radar. Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red, red.
So come to set a strong foundation. Be all
red,
of the young
red.
Lion. Yo, 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 yo. We come to burn the fire red. Cause over the years them cause so much bloodshed. X amount of refugee of fear back up and a fled. I sleep out in the night, do them can't rest in a them bed. Some of them can't find no tea, much less piece of bread. Yo, starvation out to kill the people, them dead. Dusty Babylon, you put that bout flee or you fled. Emperor still has the bound to push you over.
Yo, and don't you know we keep it hot, because it's red, red hot. That's why we peep this spot. And you know we won't stop. This is the way things is going. I don't see my people growing today. Better know we
so
don't play.
So Rasta come to burn down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red.
We bring the fire hot on a pagan. Because
red
them action
is
it wrong. We are on the fire red. Down in a Babylon. Rasta come to set a strong foundation. We no come here to be powder nor lotion. Because them action is it wrong. Yo, yo, yo. So tell them to sing slow. Cause the Rasta man don't see the way them a go. All the way about down a Uganga so blow. The whole of them a go reap the same seed with them so. All of you way a suck out and all of who way a blow. All who gone up a stage about them a go go. We not seen a better name for your butter John Crow. This fire way a blaze man it not go stop grow. Cause we a burn this radar. Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red, red.
Bring the fire hot on a pagan. Because them doing it is wrong. We are on the fire red. Down in a Vatican. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red, red.
Bring the fire hot on a pagan. Because them action it is wrong.
Yes, since the last 10 years I've been in the U.S. Mostly between Florida, Atlanta, and New York. I've talked with certain people that they transcended, you know. And I just want to take the opportunity now of refreshing some people's memory about Brother Teeks from 128th Street, wherein we used to have some lovely gatherings there. And we got to know about the Unification Theological Seminar. He passed away. And he had Brother E.S.P. McPherson, who had just graduated from that seminary. And he also passed away. He was the one I came to America to do some business with. And shortly after my arrival, he passed away. And then we had Brother Akil Rose, who passed away. He was an activist who was doing night vigils in Harlem, and I joined them in the videos. I remember Al Sharpton and others came, and but each wanted me to meet Al Sharpton, but it didn't happen. And now I found myself this year attending a huge occasion, the biggest occasion I've ever been to since I'm in America, which was the National Action Network 40th Convention at the Sheraton, Manhattan, and that was a voyage in itself. So, you know, this episode is really to, you know, refresh the mind, to bring forward your mind to a certain place and not indulge in what's happening out here in the world, all these news and these things that are unfolding. These are prophecies being fulfilled. Yes, it's never there was a time that one can see clearly. It's not a chess game, because then they have downed the kings and they have tried to get rid of all type of anything to do with royal life and integrity and morality, and so that they can have governments that the people have to bow to and do as they dictate. And we are removing ourselves from that. We were never a slave in this dispensation. We were not born slaves. Yeah, we were born free human beings. And we have held on to that freedom. And now today we are announcing ourselves. Yes, we are sent by the Most High to fulfill His manifestations. And that's where we are at. And we thank all those, our companions, our colleagues, our brethren, our sisters, everyone that is sharing these thoughts tonight. We do have practical action in store. We are going to be inviting our wider family to participate in. Give thanks for all the locals around the world, and give thanks for all your families. We pray that they maintain good health and strength and enjoy their daily food and really can contribute towards the upliftment of their our race. Give thanks. So the chart continues, you know. Chart continues.
How could I join an I back on an I heritage?
Never! I determined that
I hear ya! Chaka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka!
Hey, you don't know what? You don't know what? I'm getting life for an eye, people! Please,
then! I just said, I'm coming down, I'm knocking on!
It's African thing when you hear me chanting.
Nanga me nami nagi no.
You know what black people thinking. Hey me go son, nanga me nami nagi no. It's African thing when you hear me starting.
Nanga me nami nagi no.
You know what black people thinking. Africa me from and that's how we hear me belong. Beside the king in his throne with the sceptre I'm on.
No place in Rome.
That's what I overstand. Not too much blood and bone for the violent nation. Right now where me mind is on a repatriation. No more about the man me take out revelation. He said the man a black man and him a lamb.
Bound up many me say we are one. So I Ethiopia, I'm a coming out. A black woman is coming out.
No more will I man. It's African thing when you hear me starting.
Nanga me nami nagi no.
Go hear the prophet, priest and the king. Hey me go for
nanga me nami nagi no.
It's African thing when you hear the termin.
Nanga me nami nagi no.
Man, oh man, I'm child in a ring. From all the west, me I go head to the east. Ready, me go learn about the mark of the east. They know no justice, know no peace. Educated, liars, murderers, and thieves. Life of events of all, whenever them a speak. Them seraphs are king silent, them seraphs are king asleep. Silent, we were always run deep. If things they last, they drop a sleep. We are low, we are peace. So Ethiopia, I'm a coming on. Black woman is coming on. No more will I. That's a higher power. Come on, come on, come on. It's African thing when you hear me chanting.
Come on, come on, come on.
Well, Africa ball the turn.
Come on, come on, come on. And it's a African thing, African song.
Must I tee up your band, the river Nile banking? Babylon, you know, said that me have been spanking. Give me the whistle, give me the fire, give me the cause I'm king determined. Now what the jolly they bring up? Ethiopian song, man, I sing. Say I hail all me king of king. Me go live on a day that he win. Sanctuary uprising. I'm a you know. It's African thing when you hear me chanting. Sang come and I'm you know. What a job you say they use them in a deep ring.
Yeah, man, I like to give thanks to Rastafari Kuri upon Techno True. I do recall some of the giants that I meet in Harlem, especially since I come for the last 10 years. And, you know, continue with Bada Oostman, pass away also, Queen Mother Jordan, which I met in Jamaica, come here, and during my stay here, she passed away. Heavy duty warrior on the back of the field every time. You know, we have Rasmini Lake disappeared from our presence. Can't stop missing. Yeah, and Father German was doing such a wonderful thing with him, bringing the music to the people and thing. And the last show, I think, is the show with Midnight, and Midnight passed away to Aka Becca, passed away the same way too, and, you know, it's like, yeah, we feel it. But we walk now. We who are here now are present to do the work. I want to hear about a job is from Organic Love, doing a great work, feeding the people. We never get to make the event, but I understand a lot of people would have like to attend and couldn't attend, but we have much more opportunities in the future. But then I give thanks for the work I'm doing with that restaurant, that Organic Love venue that you have on music career, just below the subway station at Crown Heights. And then I know a yellow computer dock on the same side of going down on the left-hand side there. Computer duck, yeah man, just meeting the other day man, but him fire and bread in that, that work, yes, I help the people, you know, and on the other side of the road now, near to East New York Avenue now, we have the Jama, I used to pronounce it Jude Jama, but I realized it's Jude Jama, yeah, it's a Swahili word, right, and this is part of it. The Kwanzaa, the word here, was one of the seven, you know, different days that Kwanzaa was celebrated. The seven, disciplines of Kwanzaa. And, yeah, but I don't know if we look at it closely, because it only gives us a chance to make our youth them have a day for themselves to please ask and guide them, do. Cooperate and have a day for you them. And I want to go now to a huge event now. Virgin Andre Small, great drummer, master drummer. I used to be on the did give me a privilege to work with him on the subway and thing. But in tour more time and thing and in group, you know, come and go, various type of drummers come and go and for the main thing. His activity on the subway constantly. Well, him setting up 1,000 drums. Serious thing. For Marcus Garvey Park. So all these details I'll be coming with you on the show them. So you must stick with me on a Thursday night between 7 and 9. Every Thursday. And I'll miss some more than the physical capacity. Yeah. And he's saying going to go forward again in August, this time in Queens, the same 1,000 drums. So I might have one of the drums at least. I know I have one of the drums then. So I will be there. Yeah, and That is not no ordinary thing. Can imagine what the spirit them of a do. Oh my God. I tell I them, we are a spiritual people, right? Yeah, man, we are a spiritual people, man.
Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Pick up the holy book and just see. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Too much confusion, I go on out that street. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Pick up the holy book and just see. I say this, and you say that. I say Silasi, some Allah Jesus. Some say this, and some say that. Some a praise Jacko and some praise in the cat. That's why me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Too much confusion, I go on out that street. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Pick up the holy book and just see. Some a say Anglican, and that no me no no fi condemn the man. Some a say I have been given some a shout Israel, 72 here we father himself. On them, but nobody run them. Too much confused man a go on out that street. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Pick up the holy book and just see. That is the will. Life, life, life. Jah is here, but some don't know who to praise. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Too much confused man a go on out that street. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Pick up the holy book and just teach. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Too much confused man a go on out that street. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Pick up the holy book and just see. Pick up the holy book, pick up the holy book. Pick up the holy book and just see. I say, look at the holy book, look at the holy book. Look at the holy book and just see. Now, pick up the holy book, pick up the holy book.
Yeah, man. We have some fantastic music to bring to the item, you know, and nobody else can play, you know. We just link up with Big Stone in Jamaica. And we have a medical condition there, but Big Stone produced a CD like this one, you know. The one track and whole portion of artists. I think it's 10 artists upon that Big Stone one. And I look at a copyright up here, but he get miss up. And I talked to him first night, and some of us link him and send the next copy. Yeah, but some them tracks are very, very interesting because in them I focus on the struggle and I give advice and art of suggestion, you know? Yeah, so I was sitting in her name, Tasha. Yeah. She really is a sister, you know.
Sometimes in life you have to make a change, you know?
Yes, yes,
a change for the better. A change for a better future.
I mean, man.
You can't do the same thing every day and expect to reach further. You're mad. Why? That's a teasy thing everybody sing. New day, new life, new start, new everything. Can't take the bloodshed no more.
But if we rearrange, make a change, yeah.
New day, new life. everybody must try. All Jaja children, you know we have to try. Think positive and everything will be fine. Just cool and relax and drink a glass of wine. Don't stress out yourself, don't frustrate your mind. Throw away the years and join the love line. Cause the Almighty always protect I and I, never feel I.
Yeah, man, so this is a stepping out show, Raspberry Cook. And we want to acknowledge Father Arnold Phoenix, who's doing a wonderful work as a Garveyite, and he looked just like Marcus Garvey, you know, and my boy said, strong like, why, you know, oh, I'm careful with music, and too strong. So, it's him now, yeah. Co-produce with me there at the end, do a wonderful work, and we're working together on the common ground and things moving along. These are not empty promises. We're dealing with these things for the people. We're accessing funds so people can move on, and we have a type of project that, okay, oh, you're poor, okay, oh, you're poor. This one design is the only project on earth for design just for the poor. We have that coming. Yeah, man. Believe me, we have that coming, man. But we have to give Sister Tasha next year, you know, because he's only a woman.
As the baby born, the man gone. Yes, I know, yes, I know. To all the single mothers out there, yeah. No respect and honor to every single mama. To all the youth that are out there, yeah. And you must succeed. Daddy has been around since he planted the seed. She dropped out of school, can't barely read. Nobody around to help.
nobody, none of that day when you were grown. Living the sleepless night, you're hungry without a bite. Remember mommy, then they want the food before their life. So don't you be ungrateful, no, you can't find your way. Big up your mother, give her a link every day. For all the tears she cry, and every prayer she pray. Make sure you know you appreciate. Cause only a woman knows. She drop out of school, can't barely read. Nobody around to help her with her needs. Still, she never give up, never quit the fight, yeah. Just like tears, morning, noon, and night, yeah. How do you raise the kids in such a position? Mama, you must be a magician, yeah.
That person a guy have a chance in life, you know. Mess up with him one time, still what? Well, we reconciliate, do all of that and everything good. Seen. And still around, give thanks. New name Jagat. Yeah, man. Birds in the tree top. Yeah, man. The warrior that, you know, yeah. And him are the first Rasta program on radio in Jamaica. I love you that time, yeah. And go through the struggle the wickedest way. But him prevail, you know. And tell this man who prevail at a woman meet to serious accident and go and live them too. I got a really serious him now.
Rastafari, we love you so. You know just for you're the only one we can tell to. All my life is separation. Damn, I don't like it, it's devastation. No one likes being in this situation. Absorbing poverty without limitation. I pray you're in the best of us. Those of us who can never fail. And those who come, they're looking for rest. Now they overcome the way I fell. Things will be better, I pray.
Comfort, you surely take it. I know it's a silly face.
Before I give you an excuse, I can want big up BBF Printers. Yes, right, a Rockaway car on Eastern Parkway, Virgin them. Yes, every man inside is Aquarian. And I go in there now and I try the birthday club, man. I feel out the vibes, you know. And I find out every man is a queer and one man born my day too. My birthday is a lucky day, you know. First millionaire I meet personally, you know what I mean, where I mean none of his good buddy is a South Korean and it's twin birthday. Yeah, it's my one. I'm going birthday party and he just call me in my office and we just seal up the relationship, right? So on from that. Yeah. Director. Lou. Yeah. He loved Keith Williams, who introduced me to him. Yeah. Give thanks, Rastafari. And so on and so on. But the sprinting place now I look like say, I've got to have some serious talk to them about advertising them from the show. Because but a job is from Organic Love in Simog advertised from this. But a Marlon from the Yamaha, Simog advertised from this. And I solicit some business from BBF Printers. And never get to show up at the event, but them give me some good work, some good flyers twice, and yeah, we engage yourself in a relationship. It's look healthy and progressive, right? Because we've got a lot of printing to do, and we need to have that type of, you know, black business going. So big up BBF Printers every time. As soon as the machine already, all we need is a customer from the black community, if we can have a guitar, a branch, and bigger machine, all right? Love it. So, the Virgin Sisters are very, very special.
Wow.
Very special.
Music!
Remember, Ross Warrico, when it's stepping out, sure, tell yourself, Sisters Kalanzi and Hardware Smarties. Tell the islanders now. I remind them, tell them to focus now, you know. They say, Sisters Kalanzi, and ordinary somebody.
Music!
Yeah.
Wow. Uh-oh. Yo, no. That's how y'all walk on it. Don't you know? So glad you find yourself happy. Oh, my blessed place. Let us eat and drink, be merry and give praise. God, you don't know how much you've been looking toward this for many years. We don't know what tomorrow brings. Hope it's a better day. The children, they're little. Yeah, depends on what you say. Everyone is trying to do their best. No dismay. So no one should ever want to see us go astray. Stay good, care of yourself. That's lovely. We burn the hate and the war. That's too ugly. I'm inspired by the most high. Things come naturally. Love your brothers and your sisters. That's reality. Yeah, in tune with nature. Place.
over for the night. You see children. Yes. You see children, anyone? Nina Simone.
How you please me.
Nina.
How you know how I feel.
Why are you feeling good?
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel.
Over and out. That's why
it's drifting on by, and you know how I feel.
Full and full, full
it's
dance.
A new dawn, it's a new day.
Again.
It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, yeah. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, in a bold world.